On a scraggy bluff, Union soldiers advance on a line held by Confederate troops, who take aim from behind a crude wooden fence. The air is filled with musket fire and the occasional cannon blast. A few hundred yards away, about 400 tourists snap away with cameras. This weekend reenactment of the first Bull Run battle has been a good draw for Heritage Hill State Historical Park in Green Bay. Charles Pelkey is the park's executive director.
We're looking at just shy of 2,000 people that were here this weekend. You know, the next few years, there's 150th anniversaries of a lot of the Civil War battles and whatnot. So in terms of commemorating it, it's a real popular topic right now, which you could see that attendance about doubled today what we had last year.
Tying past major events to local attractions is what's called historical tourism. That Wisconsin soldier saw action during the Civil War bodes well for local museums and other tourist sites, according to Lisa Marshall of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She expects people both in and out of the state will turn out for commemorative events.
It will definitely put places like the Kenosha Civil War Museum and Wade House and our many reenactments on the radar for people. Hopefully those things will, you know, get on the radar of Chicagoans and they'll make their way up here this summer.
Historical tourism can also help convince travelers who might otherwise be put off by economic hard times or high gas prices to at least extend their staycation by a few extra miles. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.